Yes, y'all, this is the 16s and Things, the episode. This is your host, Ms. 100. Damn, it's been a year since my last episode. I just had so many difficulties going on in my life that I just didn't have the mental energy to even record. And I just want to say, well, I'm back. And I hope everyone out there are doing well and enjoying themselves this weekend. It was a year to date, exactly a year to date that I actually recorded my last episode. But yeah, let me jump right into this. This episode, I'm going to be doing my album review of the Meek Mill and Rick Ross album that was released this Friday. To those who, listened to it or you just didn't listen to it yet, I will say you should listen to the album first and then listen to this episode. I don't want to spoil, any new listeners out there of, this review that I'm about to do. The album is called Too Good to Be True by Meek Mill and Rick Ross. And I'm going to just jump right into this. I will say over the years, Meek and Ross, they did songs together that were always pretty dope. I still think that the first song that they ever did together, I'm a Boss, I think that's their best song ever. That's just my opinion. If you disagree, you know, hit me up, let me know. But yeah, I was really excited to hear this collab album by these two, especially hearing the first single that they released for the album. The song was called Shaq and Kobe. I was like, damn, Meek sound nice, Ross sound nice. And then they released a remix to it with featuring Shaquille O'Neal and Damian Lillard. They actually had some ball players on the remix, which is crazy. That was actually pretty good. So I was excited. I'm like, okay. Damn, you know, and I know Ross always has a good ear for picking his production. Ross always is solid with that, and it just appears that when Meek is on a song with Ross, he always do well. So I'm gonna get into the songs that I actually like. The album is 17 songs long, which is way too many. You know, I thought that was way too many for this too. But the songs that I like is actually titled Go to Hell is one, Dead Last, and Shaq and Kobe. Those three songs, so out of 17 songs, I'm only feeling the four songs. I mean, technically, it's only three songs because the remix to Shaq and Kobe, and again, I want to shout out to Shaq and Dame. They really provided some real dope verses on that remix. I mean, man, you wouldn't even think these dudes was ball players, yo. They really sound good. I mean, Shaq is always dope anyway, on the rapping side, you know. He has a lot of albums out there, you know, not recent albums, but in the past. But I think they wasted that Teyana Teller feature, the song where they remade the Snoop song, the Shiznit. Meek was so damn off beat on there and it sounded so terrible. I think they should have just used a whole different beat for Teyana Teller. You know, Teyana Teller is a very, very dope singer. She's just a dope artist overall. But I just think they wasted that feature. You know, she's such a dope artist, and that was a wasted feature. That Snoop song, the Shiznit, is one of Snoop's dope songs off his debut album, Doggy Style. You know, for those who know or like that song, that's the album that it come from. And I want to say, I don't know who they picked to be the A&R to curate this album, because they did a bad job. The songs with Future and French Montana are horrible. The feature with Wale and The Dream wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't one of the ones I was really feeling like that. And that's another one. You know, I know Wale is a ex-Maybach music artist. And I know they had their little issues in the previous year. So it's good to hear that Wale is back doing songs with Ross and Meek. You know, they had their issues in the past. So I'm seeing that they over that shit. But overall, this album should have been probably a 7 or 8 song EP. Meek still hasn't shown no growth musically. Same offbeat flow, and he's still yelling. I don't know why he don't rap about the real shit he's actually going through in his life, like the issues he went through with the music business and his life struggles. I feel like just because a nigga getting money doesn't mean that there isn't no life struggles going on for them. And I think he just lacked growth. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if he'll ever show a different flow or even, you know, get into talking about some real shit besides the street shit, because Meek is definitely not in the streets no more. You know, so I mean, he I'm sure he got friends and shit like that still connect the streets, but Meek is hanging around billionaires now. Like, you ain't in the streets no more, nigga. Like, you know, you got the reform shit going on with Jay-Z. You got your businesses. I see he trying to start his record label back. He should be rapping about shit like that. I don't get it. You know, this nigga still rapping about getting his dick sucked while wearing designers and shit like that. Like, I mean, that shit is corny. To me, it's corny. I mean, I feel like Meek is at this point, as long as he's been in the rap game now, like, I feel like he's still rapping for teenagers. But let me get back to the album. I'm going to say the album, it lacks good production. And I just feel like it's all over the place. It's definitely not worth a revisit. So I won't be listening to this album again. If I had to give it a rating, you know, in between 1 to 5, and 5 being, you know, a dope album and 1 being not a dope album, I would give this album probably like a 3, or maybe like a 2.5 out of 5 star rating. You know, I'm very disappointed with this album. Really am. But 17 songs is too long. Definitely should have made this an EP. They'd have been better off making the album an EP. But yeah, so I'm gonna wrap this up. First episode back. I just wanted to do the album review, warm up, get back into the podcasting spirit. You know, if you're still a fan of mine or a listener, I thank you for that. And you can follow me on social media, Instagram. You can follow on the page 16s and things on Instagram. On Twitter, you can follow me at Ms100 on Twitter. Well, it's not called Twitter no more. It's called X. And I thank you for listening. Peace.